BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
So here is Friday's Scott Mills Daily. On today's podcast, travel chaos hits Radio 1's big weekend. It's all fine, really. They all get there on time. Hugh Stevens casually has a ploughman and the Radio 1 boss swigs from a hip flask of milk of magnesia. Also, I pack Chris's bag for Radio 1's big weekend because at the age of 26, he can't do it. Who is Fish Pie Sue? More randoms from your phone. And we open the gates to big weekend and we talk about fake sight.
BBC Radio 1.
You all packed for big weekend, Chris?
Yes and no. Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes, in the sense I've got a small suitcase behind me. No, in the sense that I don't know what's in it. Because, I'll be honest, I was in a bit of a rush last night, and also...
You always say that!
I also massively couldn't be bothered. So what I did is I just, like, sort of piled everything out that I could see around me, and I just put it in a suitcase. So there was no real... What I wanted to ask you today... I shouldn't really be saying this on the road, but would you be willing to sort of fold the things inside there?
You want me to fold for you?
Well, yeah, because whenever I try and do it, I sort of put the arms across and then the bottom bit at the top, and it doesn't look right. So I just throw it in then.
Right, so at the moment, is it just a load of scrunched up clothes?
Yeah, and I can't tell you what. For some reason, I don't know why, I don't think I've got any socks.
Have you got any pants?
I think so. But again, I don't know how many. So
now, can I just let listeners in on this? This isn't the first time I've had to pack for you, is it?
No. No, but you see, you're on the different end of the scale. Now, you're very good. You will fold things. They'll be in some kind of order in a suit. I've never worked out how people do that. Departments or compartments. Everything will have a little area.
A little place.
And a lot of it will be in... I've seen you... The best one I've ever seen of you, Scott, is when you go and get clothes vacuum packed before you go so that you can fit them properly.
I have done that before, yes.
It's like, who does that? Well, I mean, that's ridiculous.
Organised people.
Don't you have a machine that does it now as well? Wasn't that a present that you got?
Maybe.
And it folds it. Like it, I'm sure it's meant to be used on meat. like cured meats. like in a
suitcase. You can use it for cured meats, but you can also use it to get more clothes in your bag.
Right.
Okay. Are you prepared for me to open up the suitcase?
I'll tell you, it took me ages to close the suitcase.
Right, will you let me open it on
air? I'll let you open it if you agree to fold everything inside it and put it back in.
It's a deal. Right, so if you've not been listening, Chris is going to Radio 1's big weekend this weekend, but he can't pack at the age of 26.
doesn't
know what he's doing.
No, look, so here is the bag. I've got the... So what it is it's almost bursting. What I did is last night I just took stuff out and just threw it in.
Why can't you decide? Do you know what's in there at all?
I couldn't be bothered.
But you can't
I'm
do it.
Be really
it's
honest
the same
here.
As when you go to shops. It stresses you out.
Yeah, because you like to kind of take stuff out, put it in piles, organise it and stuff. I have no interest in doing anything like that.
I travel a lot, yeah.
My concern is because I was a bit rushed last night, that I don't actually know what...
Okay.
And what I really want out of this is for you to take the stuff in there and
fold it. You want me to fold it for you?
Because I can't fold.
Oh, no, I think I just broke the zip.
Well, that's not good either.
Oh, my word. There's so much in here.
Is there? Well, that's,
yes.
That's a good sign.
But, like, too much.
Do you want to... yes, some socks.
There's some socks. Were you worried about that?
I keep them over there.
Okay, there's a pair of shoes for going out, which is good.
Is there?
Yeah. More socks!
Oh, good.
Yeah, so that's 2 days' worth.
Are there any boxes?
A pant.
Clean?
I'm not sniffing them.
Oh.
Another pant. Good. You've done quite well.
Any T-shirts?
One. Oh, this is a mess. You really need me to fold this.
Yeah, no, this is what I'm saying. I need... Three. This was the main aim of this, really. Was
why
to
is there Ribena in your bag?
Not a clue. Are you serious? Have you just pulled that out?
Yes.
I don't even have Ribena. I don't understand where
it's
that's
off
come
of
from.
When you're 12, when you can put it in the water if you don't like the taste of the water when you go
that
away.
That must have just been wrapped up in my clothes.
Okay. Well, the thick of it box set.
Yeah, that's on.
When are you going to have time to watch all these?
I just assumed there'd be time to watch some DVDs.
No, really not. A Touch of Frost.
I didn't put that in there.
You did.
I don't have that DVD.
That's in there. A Touch of Frost.
I don't know. I literally just grabbed what I could see and just put it in.
Right, there's seriously about a week's clothes in here. None of it matches. But that's
no, what do you mean matches? That's not important, is it? Yep.
Catnip.
Catnip.
Musking up.
Yeah. Ooh. What is that?
Mud mask?
No, that's not. Where have you found that?
In there.
That must have been in the suitcase before, because I'm not even aware what a mud mask is.
What's this?
What is that?
Elderflower tea.
That's not mine. Right. Someone has tampered with my bags.
Is that
clearly
your T-shirt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Someone... So this is my... They ask you to declare if someone's been tampering with my bag. I've never even heard of
what's
that.
Did you pack the bag yourself, sir?
Well, I did. I don't know how you're producing a touch of frost and elderflower. What's that? No, I don't carry...
Some bronzer.
Like, that's not mine.
Just
either.
A bit of foundation.
No, okay. I see what's going on here now. You've planted things in my bag.
Oh, my God. How vain is that?
I have not put a copy of 24 Years at the Tap End.
Do you carry that with you everywhere you go?
It's a good idea, though. I should take that.
Do you really?
Well, I should do, really.
Wow.
I always imagine, like, when Victoria Beckham goes to security, like, did you pack the bags yourself, madam? No, I did not. Someone else did it for me.
You know that copy of that book, though? That might be good, because all it is actually a cover on another book, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where from, like, we wanted photos with it, so it's not the actual book itself, it's just a cover that we made up for 24 Years at the Tap. I might sit on the plane and just read it.
Seriously? Some of these clothes need to go to charity immediately.
Really?
Oof.
That's just a hoodie.
Yeah, that's fine. Some of the T-shirts are suspect.
Okay, so you can fold this stuff.
Yeah, I could roll it or fold it, whatever you want.
Yeah?
Let's do it now?
Now.
Okay, good.
Now!
Can I bin some of these T-shirts and make me feel better?
Well,
at least give them to charity.
Well, I mean, the point is I've got to wear those this weekend.
I wouldn't wear them in public.
Right.
It's J. Cole and Miguel and Power Trip. Admittedly, we maybe did plant some stuff in your suitcase
yeah.
there. However, no one can escape the fact that there is a Touch of Frost DVD in your bag, and that we didn't even plant that. When were you going to watch David Jason as Detective Inspector Jack Frost?
I don't know. Honestly,
six episodes.
I grabbed some DVDs.
Yeah, you did. I wasn't expecting to. I didn't have you down as Touch of Frost. Have you got Morse as well? Morse?
No.
Prime Suspect?
No.
You bet. Blatantly have.
Touch of Frost, lads.
I know. Lad. Okay, Fish by Sue's. Who is Fish by Sue? You know those numbers in your phone? You're like, don't know. Hello, David.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
What are you doing?
Nice to speak to you. At the moment, I'm on uni holidays.
Now, let me talk to you about the person that you do not recognise in your phone. What's their name?
Well, the name I've got is Susu Woo Woo Yes.
Susu Woo Woo Yes.
Yeah. I don't really know why it's called that or where it came from or if it's a man or woman or anything, because it's on my last phone as well. I'm not sure when I sort of acquired that.
And it must be really old, because what it looks like has happened here is you've moved SIMs from one phone to another and just transferred the number through.
Yeah.
Where do you start with something like this, Scott? Susu, woo, woo,
yes.
Yeah, I don't know whether I'd seen it somewhere and maybe thought that's a good number to have or whether I someone had just taken my phone and put it in. I really have no idea.
But you'd really like to know.
Yeah, I would love to know. That would be great.
Well, that's what we're here to help with.
But there's so many questions with this. I mean, when they pick up, if they pick up, firstly. Secondly, will it be male or female? Because it's hard to tell from that name.
Have you ever had a woo-woo with someone called Sue?
Absolutely not. No.
It's
just quite weird.
Well, I'm done. I can't think of anything else it can
be. But this is why we need to find out.
Okay. So are you prepared to give Susu Woo Woo Yes a call?
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you got the number for Susu Woo Woo Yes?
Hold on a second.
I'll just take you off air so no one else can hear the number, because let's face it, everyone would want it. Wait there, listeners. There will be a short gap. Okay, I now have the number in my possession.
Okay.
How are you feeling about this? How are you going to play it, do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'll just pretend like maybe I know them or something.
Okay. Well, I wish you the best of luck with this phone call. Is Susu Woo Woo Yes about to answer the phone? Could be awkward. It's ringing.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello. Is that... Yeah, that's not Sue, is it?
Sorry?
I said, that's not Sue, is it?
No.
No, I've got your number saved on my phone as Susu Woo Woo Yes. I'm just trying to sort of work out why.
You might have been an old number before.
Pardon?
It might have been two before, but I've got this on contract this year, this phone.
I've not had it on my phone for too long.
I've had it since February, this number.
I don't suppose you've ever had the woo-woo with me, have you?
No,
I wouldn't think so. Whereabouts are you sort of from, or where are you, if I could just ask you my help?
From Leicester.
From Leicester? I've never been to Leicester. Have you ever been to London? I imagine you have.
Yeah.
Do you know anybody who's called Sue or Woo or anything like that?
No.
Have you ever added your number to anyone's phone and called yourself Sue Sue Woo Woo?
No. Yeah, I think you got the wrong number.
No, I can't be the wrong number.
Yeah.
I haven't had it for that long.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, because I got it in February.
Do you like do any jobs that you might meet people who'd add your number?
No, I've not given it to you. It's only friends and family. Anyway, like I said, that's what I work at the moment.
All right, well, anyway, thank you very much for that.
Yeah, thank you. Cheers.
Thank you, Sue. Oh, you're done.
That was amazing.
It's gone.
I think you've made a friend.
I think I did, but I don't really know where I got his number from.
We're never going to know because it was an old phone.
No, but it hasn't been on my old phone for that long because I've noticed it. I only got this phone about a month ago.
We think that what happens if you give up a phone, after a while the number kind of goes back into the system. So that could be what's happened there.
Yeah, it might be, but...
Oh, I want to know who's Sue is.
But you know what? In a way, I feel sort of relieved. I feel like what we know, like, on your phone now, you don't need to wonder, you don't need to think, I should call or text that number. It's done now. We've done that for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. So
delete it if you want.
You can put it to bed in your head now. Maybe Sue Sue Woo Woo Yes got rid of her phone after giving you the number.
I don't know. I really don't know.
So I've got to change my number now. I've given it out to him.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we could help a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Good to speak to you.
Nice to speak to you. Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I like doing these calls on a Friday. Just those strange numbers that you've saved at the time and thought it was a good idea. Now you look back in your contacts, you're like, I don't know who it is. Right, let's do another one. Steve-o.
How's it going?
Now, I know that you've got one of these numbers in your phone and you'd no idea and you want us to try and solve the mystery.
Yes, please.
What are they in your phone as?
Rohan Scorpion Jack.
What?
Rohan Scorpion Jack.
Rohan Scorpion Jack.
I'm guessing the guy's name's Rohan, but I'm not sure.
It sounds like a bit Pirates of the Caribbean.
So is that.
Or darts. Rohan the Scorpion Jack. That could be.
Yeah.
It's a powerful name.
Do you play darts?
No.
Are you a pirate?
I'm not.
Well, that rules those two things out then.
Mm. So where do you think you know this guy from?
I'm guessing on a drunken night out.
Okay. Where do you live, Belfast?
Yeah.
It's good, Belfast, for a night out, isn't it?
It's all right.
Yeah.
Perhaps you were on a night out and you met a bloke and sparked up a nice conversation with him at the bus stop.
It all sounds plausible.
He told you all about his scorpion.
Called Jack.
It could have been any number of things.
This is what you need to find out now.
Yeah.
So are you prepared for us to call Rohan Scorpion Jack?
Certainly.
Okay, have you got the number?
Yeah, I'll get it on my phone now.
Okay, wait there, listeners, I'm just getting the number. Back in a sec. Okay, I've got the number. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Hello. Is that Rowan? Speaking. Hello, mate. Steve-o, how's it going? Who's Steve-o? Steve-o? Is this Rowan, man?
It is indeed, aye.
How's it going, man? You all right?
What's going on? What's happening with you?
Not much, mate. How you keeping? It's been a while.
Dead on.
Yeah. When was the last time we spoke?
Dude, I'm trying to put a face to this voice, so only at the minute.
what it is. Phone book, and I have no clue who you are. That's why I'll give you a ring.
You have my number, and you don't know who I am?
Yeah, well, I've got your name, but I've got it saved under Scorpion Jack. I don't know who that is.
Okay, Scorpion Jack's a band I play in. Okay, is this Steve-O? Do you play guitar?
No, I don't know. I'd love to, though.
Well, you must have been out of a gig with us one night or something like that. Could have been. I don't know recollection of it. You drinking around Belfast, aye? City centre, sort of?
I do, yeah. Say what, CB Stick, Scorpion Jack, and the YouTube, you'll see us.
All right, no problem. Cheers.
Hello.
And sure, listen, when we put the pieces of the puzzle together, sure, you give us a wee buzz back and we'll work it out for now.
Hello?
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 Hello? Hello. Is that Rohan?
Is this a three-way call, is it?
Yeah, it is now. Hello, is Scott Mills calling from BBC Radio 1? How are you? We're doing this thing on my show where people let me know if they've got numbers in their phone and they have no idea who they are.
Right.
And that's what Steve-O's just done. He didn't have a clue who Rohan Scorpion Jack was.
Brilliant.
But now he does. Right, so how do you two reckon you did meet?
Well, I'm guessing it was a drunken night in Laverys, man. That's what I'm guessing.
Yep, I'm thinking there's a pint of Guinness involved himself.
Yeah, certainly.
So you reckon you just had a chat and then you told him he was in a band and that's why you saved it as Rohan Scorpion Jack?
I'm a groupie, that's what it is.
That's amazing.
And you two genuinely don't know each other, because that almost sounded like a plug for your YouTube.
No, definitely don't, mate. Definitely don't.
This is amazing.
I love this. We've actually found one where they do kind of know now.
Yeah, this has solved a mystery in your phone, right?
Yeah, well, it all makes sense that we would have been drunkenly chatting in the same bar.
Mm. Steve-O's had your number, Rohan, for ages now, and he's been thinking, who is that?
It sounds like you two are really getting on. Are you two going to meet up again? Perhaps go to another Scorpion Jack gig?
Well, if I save this number and we're getting on this well now, I don't see why not.
I love this.
This is a beautiful thing.
I love this. We've got new friends. We've made new friends on Radio 1.
The world keeps on getting smaller.
It does, eh?
Well, I might as well leave you two to it. My job here, my work is done.
Yeah, man, that's 100%. And if you want, if you send me an email to this phone, I'll send you a couple of tracks of the band. And
sure.
Do you know what? That wouldn't be the worst. It'd be. I think we're on your website at the moment.
Brilliant.
Yeah, we're having a look.
That's class, man.
Hang on, listen. Is this your song? Here they are.
Is this Scorpion Jack?
That's the very one, yep.
What's that there knocking at the door?
Does this bring back memories of a night out?
It doesn't at all. I'm thinking maybe it wasn't a gig, though.
Dear man, that's brilliant. Happy days. Fair play to both of you.
So what you...
I'll get out of it in the end.
Steve-O, you a fan of Scorpion Jack?
I am, yes.
Yeah, he's a new fan.
He is now. Yep.
Right, brilliant. Thank you very much. I'm glad that we've solved this. Really good to speak to both of you.
Dude, cheers, you man. Take it easy too, man. All right, see you later.
See you later.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
And now we can go over to London's Heathrow Airport to speak to Matt Edmondson. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris. You all right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, very good. So you've been in Heathrow now, what, 6 hours?
Yeah, a little bit of time, done some duty-free shopping, just hanging out. It's a lovely vibe here.
So there has been a little bit of a delay with DJs and artists getting to Radio 1's big weekend in Derry, Londonderry. But you are on your way, aren't you?
Yeah, and everyone is here. Say hello, everyone. So we've got Hugh Stevens, Phil and Alice is here, Dan and Phil, Gemma. Jemina Jamil was here, but I think she's trying to find a seat. I saw her squatting on the floor a minute ago.
She does that.
Because she couldn't actually get a chair. So yeah, we're all here. It's actually really quite a strange day out. It's like a kind of odd school trip.
Yeah, only with famouses.
With famouses, yeah. There are pop stars around as well. Like Luna George is sat about 6 chairs away from me.
What, a Luna and George?
Both of them?
No, just a Luna.
Okay. Where's George?
Where is George? Anyone seen George?
You haven't lost George.
You've lost George.
George down.
George is, he's perusing a baggage shop.
Right. The thing is with George, I've met him a couple of times, you wouldn't notice if he was missing, and I don't mean that in a rude way.
That is rude.
We almost lost him for a second.
He's very quiet.
It's been odd. Our job really has been shielding Dan and Phil from people who are going to recognise them. We're like a human shield of DJs around them.
Really?
There was an incident earlier with a little girl who came up, had a photo, was so excited by the photo, she then tripped off as she left. There were tears. It's been a very eventful day.
Is Rita Ora there?
Rita Ora was here. Yeah, I saw Rita Ora dribbling, asleep, on a bench earlier.
Oh, I would have loved to have seen that.
Yeah, photo or it didn't happen.
Yeah, I'll Snapchat it to you.
Thank you.
Do you know what I mean? Rita Ora looks like the kind of person that would have one of those neck pillows on the flight.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, she wanted a little monkey head on it.
Yeah.
Now, Scott, obviously, I said this would be like a school trip. At Christmas, when I phoned my gran, she hands me on to, like, an auntie that I don't speak to the rest of the year.
Oh, no.
Just to say, hello, how's it going? Would you like to choose a DJ to speak to?
So, who's going to be my auntie? Can I have Auntie Hugh Stevens?
You like Auntie Hugh Stevens?
Yes, please.
Oh, Scott.
Oh, the ever-chirpy Hugh Stevens.
I've just been handing out low-in-fat biscuits to the DJ community.
Keeping morale up.
Well. Do you know what you want to do, Hugh? You want to get involved in the samples game. Now, I play this game at airports, and you go up to they're giving out free samples.
Ooh,
and the game is, just because they're free, just keep taking them until someone tells you not to. Yeah. See how many you can get.
That's a good idea. We'll try that. We'll get some for all our DJ colleagues. Tell you what, I'm having a lovely time. I'm going to pass you on to Phil Taggart now, Scott and Chris.
Lovely.
I'm having such a lovely time. I'm going to find some samples.
He doesn't want to speak to us. Okay, sure.
So I do. Here's Billy.
Don't put me on. I don't want to speak. Hi, Scott.
And you're live on air. Don't swear.
Okay. Why not?
How are you?
I'm very, really good. We're just hanging out at the airport at the minute.
Don't lie. You're bored.
I'm a wee bit. Yeah. We've been doing photo bombing. There's been some like proper sort of airport like security like photos been going on where like just running in the background, just going whoa bang we're in.
You need to start having like a big sing song. That's the kind of thing that should go on in these when times are a little bit boring, and you need to go like Wimbledon spirit.
Or just do the sample game and go and bosh loads of free limoncellos until they stop you. That's what we did last time.
The sing song's already started. Somebody from Aluna George brought out a violin. It was quite Titanic-esque. At one point, they were playing the EastEnders theme tune just to sort of, like, you know, sort of stave the boredom away.
This is such a weird day out. Are you really bored of Rudimental's jokes yet?
No, not really. I've been hanging about with Alice and Gemma all day, listening to speak about loads of different things. So I'm going to pass you on to my on-air wife here, Alice.
This is going on. They're so bored.
Mm.
Hello.
I feel that we've been passed on to you because no one else wants to speak to us.
Well, there was that vibe slightly.
Yeah, there was, wasn't there?
It's like, well, at all.
I've got to go. Anyway, here's Alice.
It's like your mum when she's like, well, I don't want to use your 3 minutes, so bye.
Yeah, I'll let you go. Are you okay? Are you bored?
No, I'm having a great time.
Apparently, it sounds like the best school day ever. Are you bored of Jessie Ware constantly talking about herself, though?
Oh, no. Where's Jessie Ware?
I'm just trying to... cause a bit of drama.
Oh, yeah,
she doesn't do that at all. What?
Can I find her?
Yeah, she's there somewhere. Right, so far you've lost Jessie Ware and George off of Aluna George. Nowhere to be seen.
I know, because he's not having his makeup done, so we can't locate him. Scott, I brought too much stuff with me. Everyone else has got one bag and I've got like 10.
Diva.
I know, and everyone has to carry them for me.
Is that all full of your Victorian clothing?
Yeah.
It's full of all of the rusts and
probably,
nice Victorian jackets that I like to wear.
So probably, you can flash an ankle when you're in London.
A bit of Viennetta's as well, won't you?
I'm not going to show any skin apart from on my face.
Right, okay. Well, I'm not going to be passed over by you, so I'll let you go.
Oh, okay. Can I just say as well, Dan and Phil are making like a documentary of our like big weekend. They keep going, can I get your opinions on what it's like so far? It's like, boys, we're only like 3 minutes in. Pace yourself.
We haven't even left yet.
Do you want to talk to them?
No, sadly, I've got to. I'll let you go.
Oh, but, I talked to you real bad.
No, it's all right. It's a good, like, I'll see them a lot next week and also at the weekend. I hope you get there safely and give my love to everyone.
Thanks, Chris.
Love you. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
In 33 minutes, Greg James is going to open the doors to Radio 1's big weekend. Like this.
I don't think it's going to be like that. I hope not.
Do you not?
No, I think it's going to be a lot more dramatic and sort of...
Or more like... Northern Ireland, come in.
Again, I don't think it's going to involve
locks.
Yeah, I don't think he needs to do any of that.
Well, gates, doors, whatever they are.
They'll open.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Right. So he hasn't got, like, keys
or
anything.
I don't think that's how it works.
I don't know. I've never seen it. Okay, so we're going to speak to Greg in about 10 minutes. Lots of people in Northern Ireland getting very excited now. And then we'll open the gates live on this show.
Radio 1's Big Weekend 2013, Derry, Londonderry.
It's 21 minutes till it starts. In Derry, Londonderry, Radio 1's Big Weekend. Hi, Greg James.
Hello.
How's it going?
Pretty good. I found my way around the site. I'm here. The sun is shining. It's a little bit windy, but it is absolutely beautiful across the city. It's perfect. It's perfectly set. Are you excited?
Really excited. And I'm getting a lot of tweets from people saying it, like, the sun is shining now, which is excellent news.
Yeah, as we were going in, there were just queues and queues of people just kind of queuing around the block and through the city. The city's all, the traffic is really busy and stuff, and everyone's just kind of talking about it and going, oh, I want to get tickets, I want to get in, what time can we get in? People have been queuing since about 11 o'clock this morning. There's queues as far as I can see now. I'm at one of the gates. I'm not at the main gate, I'm at the gate where all the cool people are.
This is the cool gate.
That's what I've told them.
Yeah.
And we'll go to the real gate in a minute and open the whole thing. But hi, people at the cool gate. See?
Yes. The secret cool gate.
It is. I found some people. So we've got Andrew. Hi, Andrew.
How you doing, Greg?
I'm pretty good. So what time did you get here?
Been here since 12 o'clock.
Okay, and you're a local. Whereabouts are you from?
We're from Ballymoney. It's about half an hour away.
I've heard of Ballymoney.
Have you?
Yeah, is it?
What have you heard about it?
Well, it sounds like it's pretty.
Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah.
I could tell.
You have to come visit sometime.
And what do you do when you're not queuing up for the big weekend?
Working or doing uni work.
Okay, and what's your university? What do you do?
Korean University, doing business management.
Have you got a legitimate day off today?
Possibly.
Oh, no.
It has to be done.
Oh, dear. This is bad. Hello, Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie.
Okay, hi, Stephanie.
Hiya.
And well done for getting tickets.
All right, thanks.
You've got them in your hand. Can I just check them?
Yeah.
Okay, let me just check. Unfortunately, these are counterfeit.
No, definitely not.
I'm afraid they have to be destroyed. So who are you looking forward to today, then?
Calvin Harris.
And anybody else?
Rudimental.
Yeah, okay, Rudimental. They are on their way, Rudimental, because there was all these problems with planes and stuff today, but Rudimental will be here later.
They're just looking around duty-free at the moment, but they'll be with you soon.
Are they getting some gin?
Yeah, they are, yeah. It's been a long day.
And Nicola, hello.
Hello.
So what does this event mean to your city, to your hometown? How much buzz about it is there?
Well, everybody's been sort of talking about it, and like everybody that's got it who didn't get a ticket, but I did because of Stephanie.
You don't care about them, you're here.
No, I know, just super excited.
So what, but who are you looking forward to seeing this weekend?
Calvin Harris and Rudimental, same as Stephanie.
It's going to be great, isn't it?
Tell them they're on their way.
Hi.
They're on the way.
Okay, I'll tell her. So Lucy, whereabouts are you from?
Here.
You're from here?
Yeah.
And this is pretty big, this event, isn't it? Can you believe that that's actually real? See, that is the stage over there.
Is that?
Yeah,
I can see.
You're excited?
Yeah, it looks real.
It is. I can confirm, Scott, real.
It's real.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
When are you getting here?
I'm getting here, I'm getting there whenever I can. Probably about 9 o'clock tonight, if all things go well.
Okay. And then what, we're opening it soon, aren't we? 3 o'clock?
Yeah, 3 o'clock. So 18 minutes and 30 seconds to go until we start this year's Radio 1 Big Weekend in Derry, Londonderry. I'm imagining you've got some kind of big set of caretaker keys to open the doors.
I have. I've got the keys, and we're going to go over to the main stage and the main gate, so we're going to sort it all out.
Or is it a massive scissors job? Is it one of those, you know, where you get them, like, oversized scissors?
I declare this event open.
Right. Chris, I'm not opening an Argos.
I know. All right, we'll check back with you in 18 minutes and we'll start up this year's Big Weekend. Thanks, Greg.
Say bye to Scott.
Big Weekend 2013, Derry, Londonderry.
Now, remember, if you're not going to Big Weekend, which most of our listeners are not, you can tune in from 6 p.m. You'll hear Dizzy on the main stage, Dizzy Rascal, tonight. If you can't be there, you can still be part of it. So, 6 p.m. tonight, we officially kick it off with an evening of dance music DJs, live performances from Dizzy Rascal, Rudimental, Chasing Status, and Calvin Harris. Just seen Rudimental's tweet. They've said that they are en route. O-N. Wrong.
Oh.
No.
It really bugs you, doesn't it?
Really hate it. Who else put it today? Someone else put En Route as well, one of the artists. I think it might be Rita Ora. En Route.
No! I don't have a problem with it. I don't understand why you're bringing French into it.
It's En Route.
On. We're in England.
En Route. Yes, we are in England, but it's a French phrase. Okay?
Yeah.
So, sorry to pull you up on that, Rudimental. They have all been stuck in an airport in London for 6 hours, but they are on their way. So, if you want to watch the Big Weekend, just basically go to any screen and we're on it all weekend. You can see all the action on the stages live on your phone, on your tablet or your PC by going to bbc.co.uk/radio1. If you're near a telly, we're on Red Button from afternoon till night every day of the big weekend. And on BBC Three, you'll get highlights and all the best live sets Saturday and Sunday night from 7 p.m. onwards. Basically, if you just stay with Radio 1 online all weekend, you are not going to miss anything. Mm. And if you're out, just watch it on your phone. It's going to be on the YouTube channel as well. There's so many ways to access Big Weekend this year. And it's happening in 7 minutes. Adele from One Extra is going to come in. She's on One Extra at the moment. And we're going to go live on Radio 1 and One Extra over to Greg James and Sarah Jane Crawford, who are going to open the gates or the doors or whatever it is to Radio 1's Big Weekend this year.
It's just going to be the best soundtrack this weekend, isn't it? Like, I always loved it when I'd be like driving around in my car, you know, and you're hearing so much live music.
Yeah.
It just feels different for a weekend. Like, make it, if you're having a barbecue or anything like that, it can just be a proper soundtrack.
You just, even though you're not there, you totally, when it's that kind of vibe, you do really, really get the excitement.
Yeah.
So make sure you listen. We're going to be live all weekend on Radio 1, and you can watch it everywhere, BBC Three and on the Radio 1 website. I'm going to play Iggy Azalea with Work, and then we're going to do the countdown, and we will start letting people in live on Radio 1 to the big weekend this year.
Radio 1's Big Weekend 2013, Derry, Londonderry.
This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1, and it's Adele on Radio 1 Extra. Hiya!
Hey, Scott!
We have come together to do the big opening for Radio 1's Big Weekend 2013. The queue is big.
Seriously, have you seen pictures?
Yeah, and we just had Greg on saying that it's like as far as you can see.
Awesome.
I can't wait to get there. Let's speak to Greg and Sarah Jane from One Extra on the site in Ebrington Square right now. Hello, Derry!
Hello! All good. So, people are starting to move in now across the Peace Bridge, which runs across the River Foyle here in the city, and people are just walking past us at the moment, shouting and everything, and the queue is building. Sarah Jane, you've got your horn ready.
I have my horn ready. There's a lot of girls here in love with Greg. Who is in love with Greg here? I'm in love with Greg!
Me.
I've got my horn ready. Should I give it a plus?
Not yet. No, don't do that. It's not ready yet.
Don't do it too soon.
We've also got a big loud hailer, which we can use as well if we need to. But we've got all these people. We'll go and say hello to some people. You are live on Radio 1. Right, don't swear. What is your name?
Aaron McCann.
Are you excited?
Well, I'm from Omagh.
Okay, you're from Omagh. Are you excited about being...
Very, 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 very excited to be here.
So anyone here looking forward to seeing Calvin Harris later? What's your name?
I'm Hannah.
Hannah, where are you from?
I'm from Scotland, but I live in Belfast.
Oh, okay. So you got the tickets and you've made the trek from Belfast today. And what a lovely day for it.
It's beautiful.
And what do you think of the site so far and this beautiful city?
It's gorgeous. It's very rare we get weather like this over here.
I want to speak to this young lady because she's got the same colour red lipstick. What is your name? You look amazing.
Thank you, Abby.
And are you excited about today, Radio 1's Big Weekend?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I can't wait.
And who are you looking forward to seeing?
Calvin Harris and Reid Orange, actually.
We're going to rave it up!
I love that.
So let's just go down here. I don't want to miss out the people that are down here. So if we just go down, you're waving very nicely and you've got a very similar jacket to
1 minute, Greg.
Am I wearing a feminine jacket or are you wearing a male jacket?
It seems quite similar, I think.
So where are you from? What's your name?
Sarah.
Sarah.
Microfelt.
And where are you from?
Microfelt.
Where's that?
About Norway.
Okay, and what a beautiful city this is. Look at the weather.
Amazing.
Can you believe that the big weekend is in your neck of the woods?
Yeah, it's great. We're all very excited. So.
And who are you looking forward to seeing?
Jason Statham.
Rudimental.
It's going to be amazing. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're now going to walk to the front of the queue at the main gates here at the big weekend in Derry, Londonderry. And we have 20 seconds until the whole thing begins. So... what we need, everybody, is a countdown from 10. And not just yet, but we'll do a massive countdown.
Here we go.
Have you all got it in you, okay, for a 10-second countdown?
Go! 10!
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
Yes! It's Radio 1's Big Weekend 2013.
Radio 1's Big Weekend 2013 begins now!
Let them in.
BBC.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris is brandishing his face masks of me, himself and Claire off Radio 1 Reception, which we did tell you to download earlier this week. Well, we weren't going to do a Claire one, but the public demand was so high that people were like, well, we want a mask of Claire off Reception.
Yeah.
We're like, we've never seen her before in your life. They're like, I don't care. So I do think that there will be quite a lot of ravers in the crowd, which you will see if you're watching on Red Button or online or on BBC Three.
Yeah.
That there should be quite a crowd of people with Claire off Reception masks on having a little rave, maybe to Calvin Harris tonight.
You can download these from the Radio 1 website right now.
Yeah, if you are listening and you're on the way to Big Weekend at the moment, or maybe you're just about to leave, before you do that, go to the Radio 1 website, click on the link, and it's just kind of print, cut out and keep.
I dare anyone to wear a Claire from Reception mask to the ASAP Rocky when he's on.
Oh, please let that happen.
If the camera catches anyone, I'll give you so much credit.
Yeah. That would be great. Like, someone just full on to Claire off Reception. Hello, darling. They're on the Radio 1 website now if you want to get these face masks. Yeah, you'll look well, cool. Chris, another Chris has been on saying, is it wrong that I have laminated Claire off Reception's face? Absolutely not, because it might be wet over the weekend in Northern Ireland. So best that it's laminated, I think. I think that's what you meant. Mm. Also, Ashley from Derry says, I'm actually going dressed as Fish Pie Sue to the big weekend.
We don't know what she looks like.
Well, he's got a name badge of Sue and he's taking a fish pie with him.
I want to meet you.
I really do as well. My absolute favourite thing today is this random who pretended to be Psy and got into a party in Cannes. Have you seen this?
I've heard about it.
There's some brilliant pictures of a fake Psy who just turns up to this party and was, like, treated to proper VIP treatment.
Didn't he turn up with security or something?
Yes. Partied with all the stars, like, loads of champagne, French TV, got a camera crew there, and apparently loads of people wanted to meet him. Adrian Brody and a Bond girl, Naomi Harris, were so excited about meeting Psy. Wasn't him at all. And if you look at the pictures, you can tell by his smirk that he's going, I'm not really him.
Do you think he was performing his cupcakes on people as well?
I'm sorry?
That's what you would do if given the chance. If people genuinely believed you were Psy,
the fart in your hand.
Yeah, like off his video, I would be going around everyone. Well, cup of farts.
I mean, it is quite a good lookalike. But as Psy told us a while ago, like, he's got previous of people pretending to be him.
Let me tell you the funny thing. All over the world, you know, there are some chubby Asians who saying, I'm Psy.
And that's exactly what happened. A chubby Asian walked into a party on the Côte d'Azur, and the only reason they didn't know it wasn't, the only reason they found out it wasn't Psy is because then Psy tweeted that he was in Singapore, nowhere near the south of France.
Where were you last night?
At my house. What?
Really? Well, I'm just saying, it's, you know, fake Psy.
I don't even look like that.
You do. I'm saying,
right, look at that picture of fake Psy. Yeah, that is not me, clearly.
They're big glasses. It wouldn't take much to make you look like that.
Right. Is my face that big?
Listen.
Is it?
But it's not just that.
Honest. Is it really that
big?
No,
but Scott, it's not just the look. What I'm saying is you've got the same mannerisms. You've got similar personality. You would walk into a club the same way he would. The same
what
wave
do you mean?
And that kind of thing. You are very similar.
I was not there last night, and that is not me in the photo.
I wish
I'd pulled a prank like that, because it's brilliant.
I think we should dress you up as Psy, see what we can get with it.
Shall we?
Yeah,
I've always
really
wanted to
this.
Do this. I've always wanted to dress up as a pop star and see if I can pass myself off as them.
Well, this is what we're going to do, and maybe we'll see what we can get you into and stuff like that. This could be brilliant.
Are there any other pop stars that I could dress up as?
No, this is perfect, because you two are so similar, it won't take much acting.
He wasn't happy about the fake size, was he? There are people all over the world pretending to be you.
Yeah, and they are earning money.
Are you not happy?
Definitely I'm not happy. But, you know, on the other hand, you know, I'm making a lot of jobs these days. You know?
Okay, what we should do is we should arrange this for when he comes in, because Psy is live in this studio with us on the 10th of June.
It could be Psy on Psy. We could dress you up as him. I mean, we could really, when you're talking to him, you can look exactly like him. That'd be an amazing photo.
I want to be Tyneside Psy.
Yeah, well, I really want to
Way
do
eh?
That. I think this could be the new X Factor. The search for a Psy. Tyneside Psy.
Okay, so he's coming in on the 10th of June. I would like to pull that off and see if anyone Like, because you say I look like him, our mannerisms are the same.
We're going
to
do this.
I'd like to see, like, if I could walk into a club or an event and be passed off as Si. If I can, then it looks like you're correct.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So, are we ready? Northern ready? Ireland, I'm ready. You got got your Touch of Frost DVD?
Yeah. I honestly don't know why that was in that bag.
Oh, right. So, did you pack your bag yourself, sir?
Yeah. Yeah, but that's the thing. That's the horrible thing. When they asked me that question, I'm going to say yes, but I didn't know about the Touch of Frost DVD. There's nothing to be ashamed about.
Of, you know. Just don't see when you're going to have time in between all the live music and that.
But we're ready, aren't we?
We are so ready for it. It's happening right now in Derry, Londonderry. Get it all on your TV on BBC Three and on the Radio 1 website and on your red button on TV as well. And now, a real or no real Radio 1 Big Weekend special. So, all of these things happened at previous Radio 1 Big Weekends.
Jeez,
or
this is
did
dangerous.
They? I know. Let's hope that some of my ones aren't in there. Oof. From the bad
this
days.
This is risky, isn't it?
I know. I don't know what's going to happen here. But anyway, are these real or not?
Due to a logistical mix-up at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Preston in 2008, the Kooks went out on the In New Music We Trust stage, only to find they had swapped drummers with The Twang, who were on the main stage at the same time.
Mm. Wow, The Twang were on the main stage?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Were they?
I like that this kind of thing might happen because it's the last thing you think of. Because there's, obviously, it's a logistical nightmare, I imagine, putting on these things. But then when the time comes, all these bands, and some of them have a lot of people, have to be in the right place at the right time, on the right state. And they, you know, there's a certain amount of responsibility for themselves there, isn't there?
Well, kind of, yeah.
I mean, if one's in the loo or something, is there a teacher there going,
come on,
we all got here, you know, a register?
Well, normally someone from the record company is there to make, like, to kind of babysit, because artists can't do anything for themselves.
Exactly.
In fact, you'd be a brilliant pop star.
Why?
Just because you can't even pack a bag.
Right.
You wouldn't have to have that drama if you're a pop star, because someone would do it for you.
We're not all like you, Mills. We don't all travel, like, you know, all the time and to far-flung lands and things like that.
But being able to pack a bag, most people can do that.
Anyway, I like this idea that a register hasn't been taken, a band's got mixed up and the drummer's on the wrong stage. So the drummer walks on stage waiting, and then he suddenly realises the wrong one, he's in the wrong band.
Yeah. Also, I remember once I had to step in last-minute emergency for Mika's performance at Radio 1's Big Weekend.
As the drummer?
No, I had to don a massive bear outfit and dance around to Big Girls, You Are Beautiful. Because the person supposed to be real, because the person that's supposed to be in the bear outfit didn't show. They went AWOL, so I had to be the bear.
Is that a member of his band, a bear?
Yeah, he used to bring like a whole circus team with him.
So you were a bear?
I was, yeah.
You were Mika's bear?
I was, just for the one day. Anyway, the Kooks swapping drummers with the Twang, real or no real?
I'm saying real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
Oh, after all that.
What were you saying, real or no real, by the way?
Oh, am I playing as well?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would say no real.
Oh, what else?
Oh, yeah, it's just us, isn't it?
Of course you were.
Okay, right. I'll play along from now, then. Next.
In 2010... Dev spent weeks rehearsing to play on stage with Kids in Glass Houses, only to trip over his guitar cable at the last minute, pulling the plug out of the instrument and rendering his performance completely silent.
That's Dev off of Early Breakfast.
Now, he's good with music. I mean, he's a genuine musician.
He is. But he's also a bit of a klutz.
But you know what? I had a similar incident. Do you remember when we went to that famous venue in London called Coco? And I was to perform our Christmas single that we made last Christmas on stage. And the idea is a part of this song, I walk out and perform my lines. But as I walked out, I stood on the... Someone handed me a mic with a big long lead on it. I stood on the mic lead as I was walking out, which yanked the bottom bit out of it. And I walked onto stage and obviously there was no lead on the mic. So when I went to sing, nothing happened.
And you had one line.
I had one line in this song. So I ended up just dancing around. This kind of thing can easily happen. And I think this is where Dev's gone wrong.
Okay, so did he have an absolute nightmare with Kids in Glass Houses?
I'm going to say real.
Knowing Dev, I'm also going to say real.
That one is real.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, it's a big moment as well. Next.
Sarah Cox once stole a pack of prawn cocktail crisps from Ed Sheeran's dressing room whilst waiting to do an interview with him.
Oh, of course she did.
There's far better stories on Sarah Cox at Big Weekend from what you've told me.
Yes, there is. Let's not go into that.
the packet of crisps one.
Promised I wouldn't say anything.
Minor incident, but I'll say real.
I'm saying real because it's food, and sometimes Sarah just gets a craving. Not John cravings, yeah. But she does
John
get a
cravings.
But she does get, like, she's got, oh, I need to have pastry.
Yeah, minor incident.
Or, yeah, but no, I'm not saying.
And do you know what?
I'm not saying she's
honest,
a thief.
It's Sarah Cox. I think she should be. She should have free reign.
She should be allowed to do whatever
weekend.
She wants.
Exactly.
But I know she does get peckish and therefore will just take food. So I'm saying real.
Real.
That one is real.
Yeah, I thought so.
And two right.
Yeah. And next.
When Usher performed at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Maidstone, Kent, he began his set by shouting, "Hello, Manchester," to the crowd, even though Maidstone is 244 miles away from Manchester.
Oh, no. Please be no real, because that must be horrible.
So he started he was the first act on Radio 1's Big Weekend in Maidstone. Mm. But did he go, "Hello, Manchester"?
Oh.
I know the
answer.
I'm
really worried
about
this. Okay, well, I'm going to say real.
No, he didn't.
He didn't?
Nah. No, of course he did. He did actually go on, and I remember being really, really close to the stage, and he went, "Yeah, what's up, Manchester?"
Oh, no.
You idiot. You're in Kent.
It's just the wrong way to start it, isn't it?
It's like the Black Eyed Peas when I had to interview them in Carlisle. I was like, "Can you just say, hey, we're the Black Eyed Peas. It's Radio 1's Big Weekend in Carlisle." Could they do it? No. "Hi, I'm Will I Am." "Hi, I'm Taboo." "Hi, I'm Fergie. And this is Radio 1's Big Weekend in..." Where are we? Newcastle? Newcastle. Eventually they got it right.
Yeah.
But, you know, these American superstars, they don't know where they are half the time. They just get woken up and, like, you're on and they just push you on stage.
Well then, real.
Knowing what I know, I'm going to say real.
That one's real.
Yes. Yeah. Got the weekend off to a flying start. And at the end of that round of real or no real Big Weekend special...
You got a big score. I scored 30, you scored 40.
Yes, what get else? In for me.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
There have been some bit of travel drama today with getting the Radio 1 DJs and some artists to the Big Weekend in Derry, Londonderry. But I'm here to reassure you and tell you it's all fine, and so is Matt Edmondson. Hello!
Hey, Scott, you all right?
Yes, where are you?
I've got some good news. We've left Heathrow Airport.
Yes, you've left the airport after 7 hours. You're not on a plane.
Yes. Not on a plane, no. So what's happened is we're going to a mystery airport to try and make our way over to Derry, Londonderry. Some cars have pulled up. You know, like at the start of The Apprentice, when they have to go off and do a task?
Yeah.
And those people carriers arrive, they all get into them, and then they get whisked off to a mystery location Lord Sugar's laid on for them. That's what's happened to us.
Oh, it sounds quite posh.
Lord Sugar isn't involved, just to clarify.
Who's with you at the moment, then? Who's with you at the moment?
I'm with Dan and Phil. Did you hear their unenthusiastic whoops just then? Come on, boys. Let's... Yay, there you go.
Oh, they sound tired. Apparently, Hugh Stevens just had a ploughman, so that's good. Keeping his...
Yeah, he's in a different car. Hugh has kept a secret stash of food to himself, which he's not told anyone about. It's been a while since we've had a nibble.
Also, can I ask, is the boss Mrs. Stainer there with her hip flask of Pepto-Bismol?
That's right, Joss is here. The Pepto-Bismol is there. Joss has never looked less stressed out. He's taking it with a pinch of salt.
It's all right, she'll have a vodka chaser later, it's all good.
That's right, I'm sure she will.
A pinch of salt and magnesium.
That's right. Right, well, good. I'm glad you're all on your way. Have you got any artists with you?
We haven't. We did.
Aluna,
we were
George.
Thinking about trying to sneak Jessie Ware in, but sadly, Phil and Dan have brought quite a lot of hand luggage with them, so she's going to have to make her own travel arrangements.
Oh, apparently they've lost George off of Aluna George because no one knows what he looks like. Yeah.
Yeah, that is an issue. That is an issue. Everyone knows Aluna, but no one can spot George.
No one's accounted for George.
He's probably still back at the airport.
Right, he's probably still in duty free or whatever. Okay, good. Exactly. Well, maybe it'll just be Aluna. But whatever, we're going to have a lovely big weekend in Derry, Londonderry. I'm glad you're on your way. Thank you, Dan, Phil, and Matt Edmondson. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
See you a bit later. Bye. We've got brilliant shows for you next week on Radio 1 if you can listen live at lunchtime between 1 and 4, including Demi Lovato and Lucy Spraggan playing Innuendo Bingo. That's happening. See you Monday at 1 o'clock. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.